Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this program, I'm speaking with Susan Davis, who is currently serving as president of the American Agricultural Editors Association, AAEA. And welcome to the Zimcast, Susan.
Thank you, Chuck.
We'll talk about the upcoming Agricultural Media Summit in a moment, but first of all, why don't you tell us about yourself and your company and how you got involved as the leader of this organization.
Okay. My company is Susan Davis Communications, and I started the company in 1988, and I do a variety of projects, everything ranging from photography to writing, public relations, anything clients want. And I've been an AAEA member for more years than I care to reveal, but that's been since 1981. And throughout the years, I have held various leadership positions on committees such as photography, writing, and writing workshops, and others.
The Agricultural Editors has gone through a process of doing some strategic planning for its future, at least out 5 years, as I understand it. Why don't you, first of all, tell us what the mission of the organization is, and then we'll get into a little bit about what you've learned through the strategic planning process.
The mission of American Ag Editors is to serve those who serve rural America and farmers and anybody involved in agriculture. And the reason the strategic plan was devised was the industry, as everyone well knows, is changing drastically. And along with less farmers, there's also less ag writers. And the purpose of the plan was to come up with ways we can better serve members, remain a viable organization that it has for many years. And what we've learned is that we can find new and better creative ways to serve members, such as doing what you're doing, Chuck, online services without travel due to budget constraints and things like that.
Now, you led a strategic planning committee that has come up with a document which will be presented to the membership, actually already has in draft form, but at the upcoming Agricultural Media Summit, members will have an opportunity to actually vote on the implementation of this plan. Anything you might care to share with us about some of the specifics that have been outlined in terms of goals or objectives?
One of the goals we have is to keep and actually improve the membership numbers, and one way we're doing that is by offering a carrot approach to bring in new members, similar to what corn growers and other organizations do. And that would include a monetary benefit by bringing in new members.
Speaking of the Agricultural Media Summit, which gets underway at the end of this week, and we will both be there, and AgWired will be blogging the conference, why don't you tell us from the perspective of your organization, what types of activities will happen here at the summit, and what are the benefits to members or others who will be attending?
Well, the activities that will be happening are professional improvement, and there's everything from photography to finances. And we've had lots of great comments about the program this year, and we use the feedback that comes in from surveys after the Ag Media Summit to tailor the programs to suit all the members. Some highlights are there will be a new member reception, first-time attendees for AAEAers, and that will be Sunday from 5 to 6. There will be door prizes, great chance to meet people and network. We have Tom Dorr from USDA Rural Development, who was recently named Undersecretary, and he will be speaking Tuesday afternoon, and he's a recent addition to the program. So there's photography, writing, design, time management. There's something for everybody.
I recently met a person who has just gotten started in the publication business, in fact, managing an agricultural publication. For somebody like her, who I've recommended trying to attend this meeting, what are some of the educational opportunities? You mentioned writing and photography, but how much will this benefit somebody who really wants to learn more about the business of of agricultural publication?
Well, you need to be here if you're serious about ag communications industry, because you meet the people who are your clients and you establish those relationships with them. You also learn a lot. One of the things I'm looking forward to this year is the tips for small shops, getting it out the door, and we're finding that there are more members who fit into this category who do have small shops and are freelancing or have small companies. And another one is how to take great pictures with one camera bag. All of us are not full-time photographers, and we don't have a big photography budget, so we have to do a lot with a limited amount of equipment. So there's something that will directly help your business when you come home from Milwaukee.
At this point, since the conference is coming up very quickly, is it still possible for somebody to register and attend?
Yes, it is still possible. And at this point, we have an estimate of 377 attendees. And with walk-ins, Steve Drake, who are the executive director of the Ag Media Summit, estimates that we'll have about 425 or more with walk-ins.
Anything else that you would like people to know about AAEA that we haven't covered?
Well, AAEA is a good organization, and along with professional improvement, we do have a lot of fun activities. It's an organization that helps those who are in the industry. I recently had an interview with AgriMarketing, and I compared what AAEA offers compares to some general journalistic organizations. And I guess you pick up tips and ideas and ways to improve your business from other members who are in similar situations, and you might not be able to glean those ideas from folks who are in general journalism.
Ag Editors has a website, and it has a number of resources that people might want to investigate. So why don't you tell us about the website and how to get there?
The website is ageditors.com, and don't go to AAEA.com because that will not get you to the right organization. It is ageditors.com. And one activity that the Future Ag Communicators Committee is doing is offering tips for future ag communicators. And what they've done is put on photography, writing ideas, and I have been to that particular area on the website and been amazed at how good the tips are, not only for beginning writers and photographers, but also veterans as well.
Wonderful. I think that pretty well covers things for this interview and for this Zimcast, and I really appreciate your taking part in the interview, Susan. Look forward to seeing you at the Agricultural Media Summit in Milwaukee. And for this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.